Joining us in the studio now are members from Cape Town Youth Futsal Group. They are a youth development organization bringing coaches to areas to develop the youth through futsal. With us is 8-year-old Jack, who has been playing futsal for 2 years. He plays futsal for the Mustangs. 2018, he was the under Golden Boot and dedicated playing for Mustangs, and 2016 Player of the Season. He is joined by Technical Director Jeffrey Swano. Jeffrey, what is futsal?
Hi, thanks for having us. So basically, futsal is a 5v5 game format of soccer, but the only difference is it's played on a hard surface versus soccer that's played on a grass. It's played with a bit of a smaller ball with less bounce, so which means it makes you move with the ball, you have more touches, and you get better control also.
Jack, how has it been for you to be part of this group?
Good.
Are there futsal leagues?
Yes, there's currently futsal leagues running. There's leagues in different areas where we are based. Most of the popular leagues that you would know is the UCT League, and also leagues with the College of Cape Town. We have leagues in different regions and areas also with across Cape Town. So it's a very active sport, but it's still growing in the country.
Okay. I just want to ask something with this quickly. Yeah. With these leagues, is there also like South African team that will go overseas to face?
Yes, it's a good question. Countries. Yes, there is. With futsal in most South American countries, it's very big. Very big, and even picking up in Europe now. So there are currently World Cups running across the world, and we have seen, South Africa have sent 3 teams already to different parts of the world. The most popular one was 2 years ago, we sent a men's team to Mauritius. 2018, we sent a men's team to Mauritius, where they challenged 4 other countries, and they actually won. And one of our local boys from Weinberg, who's also one of the senior Mustang players, actually walked away with the player of the tournament and the Golden Boot. And that was for Africa, so which is a big achievement for South Africa.
Oh, that sounds very good. And how is the futsal youth group started?
So basically, we there was a drought in South Africa with regards to the water crisis. And myself and my partner Farid, we've been looking at futsal, hard surface, looking at countries like Spain, for example, what they're doing, how they're developing their soccer players into becoming better soccer players. And basically what they did is they did futsal. So with the drought coming in South Africa, drought happening in Western Cape, we saw the opportunity to actually start futsal and actually take it to the next level. And that is how we basically started. But it's basically just about children enjoying the game and enjoying the game more.
Who can join the group?
Anyone. Boys, girls, anyone. We have parents playing. We have kids from the age of 5 years old playing. So anyone can play. If you can run, you can walk, you can play.
Great. How was this being received by the communities you work in?
So far it has been overwhelmingly good, very, very good. The communities, because they can see the difference in the players who is playing. Because we are not as competitive as soccer clubs, we're more development. We use children and enhance these current skills, and we better that.
Jack, what have been some of your highlights while in the group?
Top goal scorer, winning and playing with my friends.
Oh. That sounds very nice. I hope that one day I'll also come to the futsal group.
You must.
What have been some of the challenges that you have faced with this organization?
So obviously we want to take this program to the next level. And one of the challenges we're currently facing is raising funds, because we're looking at taking a team to Spain in December. It's the first for South Africa. We're going to take a under 10, under 8 and under 12 group of players to Spain to go represent not just Mustangs, but their communities, basically. Not South Africa, but their communities. So the challenge is obviously, from a financial point of view, is raising funds, because many of these children is either in previously disadvantaged areas, or their parents cannot afford to pay X amount. And the organization is not a money-making organization. We are a development school where basically we want to teach children. But we feel the time is right now to take a 10-year-old boy over and expose him to play against a Brazilian boy, where he can change his mindset as to how he sees the game, and that will only be beneficial for him going forward, or for her going forward, because not just boys, we have girls also.
Okay. Can children with disabilities join the futsal group?
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, we working with a deaf school, the Dominican School for the Deaf. They started playing futsal. It was a highlight for me personally. I must say it, seeing deaf children, the way they communicate and running and still understanding each other. It was something totally different for me. But yes, any child with disability can play this game.
Is there anything else that you would like to say about the futsal group?
Futsal is not taking over soccer. Many people get confused with the two. Futsal is basically there to enhance your soccer. If you look at the likes of your Lionel Messi, your Cristiano Ronaldo, these are all players that played futsal before they played soccer. And we want South Africans to get that mindset in them that futsal will make you a better soccer player. And just to grow the sport. At the end of the day, we want every single community where there is a pitch, a piece of grey, a piece of land where they can run on, we want them to turn into futsal courts. To get our children off the streets and get them more active into playing something which can benefit them in the long run.
Okay. So, listeners, you have just heard that although you are in the hospital, you can join the futsal group and you can play sport and you don't have to be sad because you are disadvantaged. So you can't play anything. You've heard now that you can also play with your disadvantages. So please join the futsal group. And thank you, listeners, for also tuning into the RX Radio.